whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Each year, I get excited about Pentecost Day, which is today. I get excited because I have always believed in the Holy Spirit. At baptism, we are marked in the sign of the Holy Spirit, marked as Christ's own forever. We're marked with holy oil in baptism. So I get excited that from the first, when I was young, a little baby, and pretty soon we're going to baptize Roxanne, I simply believe that the Holy Spirit was real and that God always would be available to guide and bless and lead and inspire and definitely surprise me. I believe that these apostles who celebrated in that moment receiving the Holy Spirit were definitely surprised. They, like we, in moments when we're waiting and waiting and waiting for something and don't know what it is, on that particular day, in their waiting, all of a sudden, they heard a violent wind. Now, that particular bunch of chiffon and ribbon isn't moving violently, but it's meant to symbolize wind from an anemic fan. But you get it. That's movement. That's wind. And they also experienced fire. And this year, Sarah is not lighting a fire somewhere. They experienced wind and fire. And in that moment, something absolutely shifted. And these men who had been waiting for something, not knowing what the Spirit experience would be like, changed. And they opened the doors and they stepped out, and Peter gave the first sermon. And he preached so well that thousands were baptized that day. They wanted what these guys had. They wanted that joy and that life also. And they wanted to follow. And what began on that Pentecost Day, which is the birthday of our church, the beginning of Christian community, people coming together to form a community with what they had received so they could now give from what they received. That started on Pentecost 2,000 years ago, and here we are today. And God continues to surprise us if we pay attention and let go and let God be God and use us. As the second reading said, there is one Spirit, but all kinds of gifts. We're all blessed uniquely. And we're all meant to use the gifts that we've been given for the sake of our community to build up the unity among ourselves, and then give it away. Move it beyond these doors. That's what happened in the upper room. It moved beyond those doors. And because of that, we're here today. Now, that movement of the Spirit, I absolutely believe in. 30 years ago, I was on staff at Bishop Montgomery High School. My role there was the campus minister. And I began a retreat program. A retreat is taking yourself or a group of people apart so you can focus on who you are in God, your relationship with God, and be supported by the others in a retreat experience. So at Bishop Montgomery, I started retreats where the seniors went to Big Bear 3 days and 2 nights with a team, and they focused on God, self, and others. And the juniors went to Malibu for 2 days and one night, the sophomores 1 day off campus, and the freshmen 1 day on campus. I was at Bishop Montgomery 7 years, and in those years, I did 270 retreats because, besides these class retreats, groups wanted to have their own retreat. One of those groups was the girls' varsity volleyball team. They were coming to the end of their season, and they were nervous and successful at the same time. And they were in the championship for the CIF playoff. And before that final game, they asked me to give them a retreat. So myself and the girls' varsity volleyball team and their coaches met together. And I focused that particular day on talking about the Spirit and how the Holy Spirit builds unity. And I could see in their eyes that's what they wanted to hear. I didn't know that ahead of time. That is how the Spirit works. I trusted what I thought I was meant to say, and then the Spirit used my words, and that's what they needed to receive. When we give, we pass it on. So, during this retreat, talking about Pentecost and the wind and fire, we came to the end of the retreat, and it was time to pray. And so we put a volleyball in the middle. Everyone put their hands on the volleyball, and we ended the prayer, and I said the word fire. And I could just see that was their word. They own the word fire. So now it's the big game. And we're in the gym, and the teams are back and forth. They've won a game. The other team won a game. They won a game. The other team won a game. It's the final game. The final, and it's tied. And the varsity coach calls a timeout. And I see these girls come off the court nervous and scared and a little tense. And so they finish their huddle. I stand up in the gym and I yell, "Fire!" And a lot of people stood up. And I went, "I didn't mean fire, fire." But the girls' varsity volleyball team knew what I meant. What kind of fire. And it was the Holy Spirit fire. And they went out and won. Now, apparently I also gave a retreat to the soccer team because at the last service I thought I held up a volleyball, but this is a soccer ball. And apparently the Holy Spirit was very successful with them also. Because everyone signed the soccer ball and said, "We could not have done it on fitness alone. Thank you for getting us in touch with the Lord and ourselves. Thanks a bunch for making our soccer team unite." So apparently there were a couple of teams I helped win championships. But I didn't. That was them believing in what they had received. Do you believe in what you have received? How do you rekindle the fire of the Spirit in you? We had two groups preparing for this afternoon's confirmation service at 4 o'clock here in the church with Bishop Diane. And at the confirmation service, we definitely refer to the Holy Spirit. And we say, "Strengthen, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit. Empower for service. sustain them all the days of their lives. So we had a group of adults and a group of youth who have gotten ready for this afternoon. And I'm amazed that some of the youth who are being confirmed today are here this morning. That's two services in one day. The Spirit's really powerful. So the youth went through four sessions with Hank and Suzanne Gatlin, and they grew, really grew in their understanding of what choice they were making. From the beginning, it was made clear. This is your choice. You have been baptized. Now it's your turn. If you want to stand up and say, this is my faith. This is what I want to follow. I want to be a Christian in this world. And so we have 9 youth who will be confirmed this afternoon. So this last Friday night, I had the youth in my house with Hank and Suzanne and Jeannie, and we had a retreat, because I'm into retreats. And before they came, I knew 2 things were happening. They were bringing letters that they had written themselves on what confirmation meant to them, which they would be reading to the rest in the group that night, and they would be bringing questions. And I was leading this. So, because I absolutely believe in the Spirit, there was nothing I could prepare. I had to wait. And as the evening went on, I just gave words that I felt inspired to give, believing that the Spirit was supplying what they needed to hear. And one of the things that happened during that evening was talking about we receive a gift and then we step out in faith to be a Christian in the world. So I asked them, have you stepped out in faith? And one of the girls gave us an example of stepping out in faith. She's in high school, and near her locker is another girl, someone she doesn't really know, who has a very loud personality, likes to be loud, gets noticed. And our particular young teen noticed that she also doesn't have very many friends. Well, one day she noticed that this particular girl was really quiet. So the first thing she did, which is a gift of the Spirit, is she noticed. And then she watched. The next day she noticed again, this girl was quiet and not herself, and now she was crying. She was in tears. So our teen went to her and put her arm around her. The girl was crying and said, thank you. My dad died this weekend. This teenager simply was present and gave her a hug. That is how the Spirit uses us. That is how Jesus is in the world today, by our arm around someone else, our mouth saying, how are you? Our ears listening. That is the movement of the Spirit in our world today. And it doesn't matter how old we are. All of us are called to notice, pay attention, respond. That is witnessing to Jesus Christ. 2 others on the night of this retreat also gave examples of what was going on in their hearts. One said, you know, I want to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit because when I'm alone, I don't want to be afraid, and I want the comfort of the people in this parish. So she knows she's buying into us. Are we willing to respond? Are we willing to respond not just to a teenager, but to one another who we can notice on a particular day does not seem to be themselves? Can we walk up to that person, because that is the movement of the Spirit, and say to them, are you okay? And just be there. That's God being with them through you. And the other teen who struck me wants the strength of the Holy Spirit to not give in to peer pressure. All of us need the strength of the Holy Spirit to not give in to peer pressure, no matter how old we are, especially with how strong society is, with always giving us different values than our Christian values call us to live out. So on Pentecost, we are here to remember and celebrate that we have been given a gift, the power of the Holy Spirit. It can be like a wind that we don't see. It could be within us, like a fire moving us, or just simply nudging us. But whatever we believe or sense, or however we feel inspired, the gift of the Spirit helps us to step out in faith. So I pray that all of you this day allow yourselves to believe again and foster every day that gift of the Spirit, and fan into a flame that fire. Amen.